If you guys are wondering where the podcast went, we're back, but you might want to sit down for this.
Oi, sit down lah.
Everyone, welcome to You Might Want to Sit Down for This podcast. Podcast.
Damn.
Look at the faces so here today. Oh my gosh, look at this.
Damn.
It's just a new angle and a different furniture.
New place. New feels.
Same place.
Bought
same
the whole place. Building. Yeah. We moved to new country, guys. No, this is where we at.
Shit.
Finland. We're in Finland now.
Finland.
That's crazy.
What also is? Atlanta.
Yes.
Atlanta, Finland, to Atlanta. Same area, bro.
Good God. But, can we just get an introduction? Who's this guy over there?
What's up, everybody? My name is Caleb. Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, bro.
What's up, everybody?
You sit on the camera, bro.
Oh, that's my camera.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. What's up, everybody? My name is Caleb. How are you guys doing? Today, I'm feeling great.
Feeling great, nice.
Feeling great. Feeling good.
Your
feeling
introduction,
feisty?
You're done already, bro. Yeah.
Done it. Okay.
Next. Thanks. You guys know Caleb. Caleb's been a long time man here. Man here. The team.
Yeah.
My name is Ming Yu. For everyone who doesn't know, a lot has changed. We'll unpack who I am because I feel like I'm constantly evolving.
What's happening?
Wow. Damn.
What about you?
Hey guys, my name is Graham.
Hey.
Part of the team.
You might recognize Graham from Sip and Spill.
Yes.
He's also the man behind Balls Deep.
Also getting married by this year.
This year.
We'll unpack
when
that.
This come out.
We'll unpack that.
What's your name? Hey guys, my name is Ming. Well, I'm here. That's what matters.
Wow.
You know, because what matters is not the goal. What matters is showing up. All right.
It's the friends you make along the way.
What is happening?
That's crazy.
Hey, speaking of names. Right. I know a lot of you guys at home might be thinking, hey, you guys disappeared for a long time.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were called Table Talk. What's this new name?
Well, first reason, we don't have a table anymore.
I mean,
I don't know what this is.
It's from a set.
It's actually from another show. It's called Fan Club.
Yeah, it's a cube.
It's a cube.
But you know, all the shows are integrated with each other.
Yeah, so there's a universe.
We have a multiverse over here. Why? What happened to Table Talk?
Okay.
Like, if we really threw the ball over to you,
okay.
What was your theory about what happened to Table Talk?
No, what was your name suggestion first?
Okay, let's talk about what happened to Table Talk. Okay, this is my theory happened. Okay?
That's your
this
theory.
Your version.
So once upon a time, there was a show called Table Talk.
Yes.
Okay, it went through a very great long run of the dynasty.
You're right.
Okay, this crazy, amazing dynasty. And one day they felt like, you know what? We need to grow. We need to be better. We need to improve ourselves. So let's go through a long, perilous journey of training.
Damn. Training
in the mountains.
Damn. Perilous journey.
And now they're back.
Shit.
Wow.
Come on. This is completely
some
right here.
Some of the names that you suggested
for the new show.
Yeah. Do you remember any?
I just remember one. It's called Road to Atlanta.
It started with Road to Atlantis.
Yes.
That was the idea.
Yes.
Honestly, Atlantis.
And then it evolved into Atlanta. They were like, Atlanta is the place.
Do you know there's a big problem between these two names? One is real and one doesn't exist.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, but the way you say it, Road to Atlanta sounds really nice.
Yeah, but one's from
what's
Atlanta.
What's in Atlanta?
I don't know.
Give me one thing in Atlanta.
Fried chicken.
Maybe.
We can't confirm this.
I'm sure
that's KFC, McDonald's there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Fair enough.
Wait, before that.
For a while.
Okay. Is Atlanta in the US or is it in Europe?
Atlanta is a state.
You, the one who came up with the name.
Yeah.
We hope that you will know where it is at some point.
That's crazy.
Yeah, okay. It's nice.
Thank you.
So that's his theory.
And I'm happy that you're literally the first guest.
Yeah.
So we're not calling them
guests
anymore.
It's a panel. This is a sit down panel.
It's who's on.
Yeah.
Graham, what happened to Table Talk and why is it now?
My theory is that when it comes to Table Talk, you know, we took a break. It was supposed to be a short break.
Yeah.
We were supposed to, you know.
Yeah.
Let's not use supposed to. We took a break. We took a break. And then from there, we just kind of, you know, focused on
other things.
No.
Yeah, it's not wrong. You're not wrong.
It's true. I think we created more short form content as well. Yeah. And then that's where you see like Sip and Spill, Red Flags, Fan Club.
Yeah. Road to Atlanta.
And Road to Atlanta as well. And yeah, from there, we just thought, hey, you know, we need to bring this back.
We do.
People are into podcasts now.
Apparently.
Yes.
The day we stopped, everyone started.
Yes.
It's so crazy.
Why? What happened? What's your theory, Mayu?
I feel like we were supposed to hit 200 episodes.
Yeah,
and only we take
and then take a break. But Minghan dropped a massive bomb on us. He's like, you know, why you want to do with 200? Why not next week? Then we're like, oh my lord.
Yeah. It's true.
He's right.
Guys.
And people at that point, like Minghan said, like, who cares if you're uploading? Let's really pull it off air and then we see who cares.
Apparently got.
Shut up, players. But what is more surprising is if we wanted to hit 200,
yeah,
that would be at least 3 to 5 more months of work of podcasting. Just to put you guys out.
Yeah,
right?
At least 3 months. Yeah.
That's 3 months more. Yeah. And we'll be in a, I mean, we'd have ended now, like at the end of the year.
Yeah.
But hey, in this day and age, right, it's more important to, like, you know, nip it in the butt. After 180 episodes, the butt is quite big already.
But I mean,
quite big,
but
do you want to quickly give your take on
my theory? Why? Honestly, I felt that there were just too many podcasts coming up. Yeah. And I felt like to differentiate ourselves, we stop.
Wow. Matt.
That's so profound.
Matt.
Why is it? I mean, that's great. If you think it's profound.
I think it's so profound. Think about it, man. Okay.
Look,
it's
blowing your own horn.
Start. You know, a lot of people can be in the sea.
Yeah.
But you know, you just be the rock in the sea.
Damn.
Be the rock in the sea.
So why are we back, Megan?
So we're back because I feel that we kind of figured out the system. We kind of figured out the shows, right?
We have.
And also, the day we stopped, our good friend KJ went ahead and started his new dynasty of podcasts, next level. And the interest for podcasting came in. And
guys,
you know, we did 180 plus episodes, right? The day we stopped, all the clients started coming in.
Oh, yeah.
It was hard to explain to them. Like, actually, we're on a break.
Yeah. So real talk, right? It's actually we're back because there's money.
No, I mean, that's also great.
It's good to be truthful and honest.
I really feel that we went into a phase where the whole team kind of like figured out how to make shows.
And then
we took a good hard look at our origin show.
Damn.
And we were like, what are we talking about for 180 episodes?
Correct.
Seriously, what have we been talking about?
Yeah.
We were there because COVID started and we had
even
to do something.
Even before.
We went out and said like, hey, we want to be one of the first in the region, and we did. We were one of the first in this region to start a podcast.
Damn.
And we went for it. Don't look back. Now we're looking back and
players
we're like,
don't play.
So out players of all of our theories, Caleb's one is true, because all of us kind of went to the mountain and sort of trained and then we're back. We're back now.
More than that.
Oh, it's
more than that.
We were Batman. Bane broke our back.
Shit.
We fell into the hole and we stopped the podcast.
Okay. We got so good.
We didn't get used to the darkness. We were born in it.
Yes.
Molded
yes.
by it.
Yes, we had to be molded.
Isn't that the
we had to be molded by the darkness.
Yes.
And then now we're back.
I like it. I'm going to be honest. I feel like there's going to be a lot of overlap and cross-branding in terms of who we are moving on from now on as well. People are going to call us Takeaway. People are going to call us Table Talk. People are going to call us, you might want to sit down for this.
Yeah.
Some of y'all, myself included, wondering, are we going to start from episode 0 and 1 again?
No.
F no.
No.
Hell to yes.
We work hard for the 180 plus episodes. Hey,
I'm going to be honest. We're going to celebrate 200 as if
we've
you may set up for 200 episodes.
Yeah. I mean, you just you guys know who we are. You guys know what we do. Mm. It's just humans constantly evolve.
So we wanted to make a show where it resonated with us.
Damn.
And as people in this family team,
called family.
Yeah, called family. We really like telling each other stories.
We do.
And we tell ridiculous stories to each other.
Yeah.
And we were like, why don't we bless the world with these stories that we share with each other?
Yeah.
I don't believe.
So you don't believe what?
No,
yeah.
You're throwing out words.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess you might want to sit down for this. Come from a real place.
Yeah. Yes.
We just want to create a good time. We want you guys to feel like friends sitting down.
Just
listening to stories.
It's true. Sometimes good conversations don't actually have to have
good conversations.
A reason.
We'll
talk about another episode.
Actually, one of the idea was that when we were talking about it was like, imagine people are hearing our meeting, like when we're discussing and stuff.
Yeah, right.
Like imagine we just upload the CCTV footage or whatever.
I wish we could.
And that came like, that's how the show came about in that sense. Our daily conversation.
Let's just get into this before.
Let's get it. People will be like, is the whole podcast about the podcast?
Yeah.
It's not. we have things planned.
So 2023 has been an interesting year. But we are going to kick off 2024 with a very interesting angle to this.
I love it.
This discussion started around, the topic of today's podcast started around the fact that We've been talking for this about this for quite a while.
Should we start with Caleb then?
Okay, Caleb. Caleb.
Yes. Okay, okay.
What's your must buys, must haves for 2024?
Okay, so this year, it's a bit different. It's not something crazy expensive or anything, but something that I want to get for myself.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm shaking already.
It's because...
Do we need to sit down for this though?
No.
Okay.
Tell me, I need to sit down
for this. It's a simple thing.
Okay.
It's just a water bottle.
Huh?
Oh, what okay. Let me tell you what. I want a bottle with a straw kind of thing. Okay, let me tell you the reason why.
Okay.
Okay. The year 2023 is quite an unfortunate year for me. Okay?
Yeah, people need to know.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
People need to know.
Because there's a few reasons why. Going? Number one,
Caleb lost two organs.
I lost two organs.
You lost two organs.
You lost one more.
I've lost appendix and also my gallbladder. Just want to let you guys know.
Oh my
Don't lose your gallbladder.
Hashtag pray for Caleb.
Okay.
Pray for Caleb.
And after that, after like 1 month later, after my gallbladder surgery, I had slipped disc.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Tracking so it's two back to an old injury.
Yeah. Damn. So that's why I decided myself, you know what? 2024 is the year of health.
Oh,
so your Chinese ass
is to drink more water.
I lost my gallbladder and slip this. I need to drink more water.
Yeah.
I'll buy you water.
Thanks, bro.
Done.
Yeah.
What next? Let's move on to the real topic.
Sorry.
Don't lie to me and say that was
the
like
fact that you lost an organ and you have a bone problem. Your solution is drink more water.
It's true.
Okay, it's true. Think about it, right? Okay. I can tell you how much water I drink in a day. Less than a cup.
That's crazy.
That is your cactus, is it?
On days, I can don't even drink a single water.
How? Just coffee.
Days? Like
I don't drink. You can ask Vivian, I do not force me to drink water. I can literally
force you to drink water. How do you force you?
They just come in, drink water. I say later. You. Then they keep passing
water. So it's not because you need to fix your sleep this. It's just in general, you don't drink water.
Just correct. Just helping.
Yes, I will buy you a bottle.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Done. Can but we get to the real topic? Or not,
okay.
What you want to buy, bro, this year? What's the highest on the list? What is like, maybe you might not buy? What? Like
might not buy.
Like it's so expensive or it's such a big purchase decision that you're borderline like, might not, but also maybe can.
Don't say, plus he really bought some stuff already.
Yeah, I know, man.
I'm just going to put this
already on the way.
Yeah, I bought a few things. Quite the X, but you know.
Okay.
But most of the health is wealth, like, you know. That was my whole reason.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
Okay.
What I want to, okay, if let's say I really wanted my full dream next year, my
full
plan
dream.
To, okay.
Full dream.
I'm working towards it.
Okay.
Okay.
Shit.
I want to actually, because I just bought myself a red Komodo X.
So it's for everyone who doesn't know, that's a 60,000 ringgit camera.
$50,000.
50, sorry. 60 plus all plus minus thing. Okay.
Okay.
I want to get myself a nice lens for it. Okay. So I just bought myself like a nice size distorted lens.
How much is it?
So total I spent around 11,000.
Oh.
Okay. I saw online you can kind of flip it to like 15, 16.
Hold up, sorry.
You buy, invest in like, how often do you actually flip things?
So next year's a plan, I do want to flip.
Okay. This year.
And then my goal is I want to get until like, maybe like a Cook X3 Mini, which is a lens with 100K plus.
Shit.
So the goal is to flip lens.
Flip until I get that.
You win already. You win already.
Damn.
Lens
you should have Caleb go last.
The lens is 100K
plus. Yes, 100,000 plus. The whole set. That was
the set.
Not the lens. The whole set is total is
100K.
How many lenses inside?
Five, I think.
That's mad.
That's 20 per lens.
And you can rent it out, I'm assuming.
Yeah, maybe. Might rent it out, might not.
You don't need.
Because you know, it's like.
You don't need.
You spend so much, and then like you want to rent it out, it's like. Quite
sayang,
do you rent out your Komodo?
Haven't yet. But I have let people know that you can rent.
When you have money, it's like that. It's like, I guess it's different when you have money.
Yeah. No. It's a bit sayang. 60,000, just go up. But
just for
of course,
to touch, right?
I planning to rent it out soon with the whole lens set, everything.
So this is your big purchase of 2024?
Yes.
It might happen, it might not happen.
But I'm working
towards
it.
Next month, it's like, guys.
Yeah, bro.
Don't say, guys. He will get it.
Shit, man. He really
The more you talk about it.
Okay. For everyone who doesn't understand, it's just an expensive camera lens set.
It's the Hollywood level.
Yeah.
People will rock up to his door and ask him for a signature.
Damn.
In the lens world.
Shit.
In the lens world.
Anyone in Malaysia, you know that?
Has it? Yeah. Haven't it? Just came out. Like 2 months, so 2 months ago?
It's him. Killer operates like that one. It's mad.
But you know, if you don't dream big, then you will not get it, you know?
Damn.
So the bigger you dream,
even if you don't reach.
Okay.
It's the second part.
Okay.
That's just the dreams. That's just the dream.
For me, this year, nothing much. I think this year, things are just bare minimum, man. So I recently just bought a house with a lot of help and I need to put in money for renovation. So that's money out. Mm-hmm. And I think the rest of the year is just going to be recouping that sort of stuff. I feel like smaller things that I'll be spending money on is going to be a lot of traveling, a lot of trips for stand-up shows.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
And travels for that one. But that's if there true. Was an item that I really want to buy, I think it would be along the lines of maybe buy, maybe don't buy, maybe a new car.
Oh, damn.
Damn, okay. Yeah.
So I Vivian is like, again?
Yeah, again.
Vivian yeah. is like,
what are you looking at right now?
I don't know. So that's why it's,
Jeep,
why it's not
really G-Wagon, Jeep.
No, no. For everyone who remembers, I had a secondhand BMW. Yes. I sold it off. I bought a Toyota.
The 86, black color one.
The 86, the Batmobile.
Dumped it to the
I sold that off. And now I'm back to my HRV, which is the first car I bought that my sister has been driving for the past few years. So I'm back to that. It's a great car.
Reliable car.
Right? Reliable shit. Car.
Yeah.
Toying with the idea of going EV. We were talking about it. EV. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. Not anymore.
Tesla.
Tesla hit us up. Hit him up.
Hey, apparently Tesla, you drive to the cemetery at night, they can pick up people on the road. You know?
Shut
up. You want to see the video?
No
what?
Way.
Really want? Got videos on TikTok.
Now yeah, I want TikTok. A Tesla.
Yeah, yeah. So because Tesla has this anti-collision feature, right?
Then the car stops.
No, no. Then because it can detect people, right? It can detect people in his like if it's
so
dark.
You avoid.
No, no. So the thing is, at night people drive through the cemetery, it can detect people. And it's
that's
good
crap.
Oh, I just thought you're underground. Then you detect the people on the ground.
No,
like human.
That's also
sensor.
Crazy. Yeah,
that's
mad.
Also crazy.
What? How does a Tesla detect people on the ground?
The body's underground.
No, the body's underground. They detect the bodies.
I think he meant the ghost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, you can see at the screen there, you can see the people like just.
<That's> the body is like that.
Hey, I don't think Tesla is infrared X-ray, bro.
You never know.
No.
I mean,
no,
you
don't
have a Tesla, right?
But I just,
you're
okay,
right.
Like,
I don't.
Just
I should get one.
That's why you get one. Check
no,
it out.
No. But I thought that was gila. That was gila. There's no chance. But I think that's quite creepy.
Actually, I don't think I have anything that is like maybe we'll buy or don't buy. My car, probably.
I can suggest,
Oh God, I want to buy a watch next year.
Okay.
Ooh.
I want to buy a Tudor Black Bay. And a Grand Seiko.
Damn.
I mean, not buy this because it's expensive.
I will go for Seiko.
I'll go Grand Seiko.
I think Grand Seiko.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
you know what you should buy?
I think
you should buy your own personalized microphone.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my God. Hey, you know JJ Lin one got the...
Bro, I love
it. You don't have to bedazzle it. You don't have to bedazzle it.
JJ
but
Lin, bro.
I think...
Yeah. You're right.
Like that one is important, yes. Because you go around places, you don't want to rely on the smelly ass microphones. Then you breathe.
I do have my own wired one. I don't have
a wireless. For yeah, content.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Get a good show or something like that, you know.
It's good that we're giving suggestions. Back to you, Caleb.
Yes.
My suggestion for you is
health
this
insurance.
Year. Hey, you know, I have a proper suggestion for you.
Health insurance.
Like, since we're on the camera train, right? I suggest that this year you buy a...
Leica.
No, you buy a...
Stop it.
You buy a single lens camera. So like fixed frame.
Yeah.
So buy like a Ricoh.
Basically
or
Leica.
Buy like a Fuji or Leica
Q. X100V.
Because Leica, Caleb, Caleb is the kind of guy.
All going to Caleb in
Leica. I mean, why not? It's because Caleb is the kind of guy who, when he goes for holidays, right, he will pack a camera body and three lenses every day.
Yeah.
Does he use it?
No.
But does he want it in his bag?
Yes.
So that's my
that's where the
slip
disc came from.
Yeah, it's 100%.
Maybe. I will bring all the three lenses go out, but I never use it.
Never use. Never take it out of the bag.
Never take out.
Dumb.
Because I was like, you know what? I'm too lazy to take pictures. Let's just enjoy the scenery.
So that's my suggestion for you. Minghan's suggestion was for me to get a personalized mic and or the Grand Seiko. Okay, I like that.
Yes.
Grammy, you
life change coming
purchase,
over.
This purchase is big.
Lifetime. Yes.
Damn.
So your theme of the year is health. Mine is family.
Oh,
starting
a new family.
Yes.
Wait, coming already?
Trying
this year lang. No. Getting married at the end of the year. Starting my own family together with Lavinia.
Wow.
So
shout out Lavinia.
Shout out Lavinia. Hey.
Rabina.
How many kids you want?
Rabina.
Two.
Damn.
Hey, not yet.
Not yet. But get married first.
I know, but it's very refreshing. Yes. To hear someone going into it, I want family.
Yeah, I want.
People don't usually like no kids.
Bro, I love baby.
Yes.
I know because you don't make like, it like basically. You let Lavinia make it.
Yes.
My name is I understand. But it's refreshing.
So this is going to be a big purchase.
It's going to be a big purchase.
Damn.
Thinking might not get. It's a house. Like to buy or to rent.
Bro, the dream is if you move to PGSO.
We'll see. Maybe the border.
Okay, whatever.
Border between PGSO.
What else besides a house? Because a house is damn big, bro.
Yeah, that's for like...
that one like I feel like
relationship and family
but for
me personally I think the next big purchase that I really want to get that I'm not sure if I should get is a new laptop.
100% I think you should
Now okay, she just go make
context. Oh, I got scammed by you. And this guy called Jeremy.
What did we do a scam, bro?
I didn't. I feel like I got
2021. I joined the company. I was using my old MacBook Pro 15 inch 2018. Great laptop with touch bar.
I feel like I got nothing to do with this.
You are the main guy, bro.
100% had nothing to do with this.
I went into a Discord call during just a normal day, and you're talking about the new M1 MacBook Air.
Yeah.
You and this guy called Jeremy Tay. He's like, guys, after I buy this laptop, I'm not going to buy laptop anymore. This is the hands down, the best laptop in the world.
It is.
Yeah, 8 to me. 8
gig enough.
To me, it was.
I didn't say that. You bought 8 gig.
I didn't say that.
I bought 16. I was smart. I was smart. Jeremy
bought 16. Jeremy said that, not me.
Bro, next year, the following year, all of you changed laptop.
Correct.
I'm still using the same laptop that I got scammed.
But are you still happy with the laptop?
But it's good.
It's a good laptop.
No, bro, it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
But I think after... It's good for like leisure. Like you want to do normal, simple editing and stuff like that.
Fair enough.
But lately, I've been doing more work like outside, not at home. I have a PC at home, but then I've been doing more work.
So that's the main difference,
That's the main difference. Because when I'm editing
So when
stuff,
you point fingers, right, you should realize
that. Point at yourself, actually.
Don't blame us for your lifestyle change.
It's your
I got scammed, bro.
You're moving up the lifestyle ladder.
Damn,
it's not a scam. It's progress. Scam is Desmond renting a house off Muda.
That's a scam.
That's bad.
So yeah, I'm thinking about that. Okay. The M3.
Fair. I think that's a...
That's a good investment.
Should buy.
Easy for you to buy.
Just close eyes can buy it.
Yeah, I just want to say both these purchases make sense. Can you just tell us something that don't make sense?
Yeah, so give us something that's like borderline like...
Please splurge. Like we're not here for the make sense purchases.
I'm not here for
it.
Yeah.
I'm splurging out that one.
Hey,
we all know. We really know. Don't need to say Caleb. Yeah. We know.
We were going to get to episodes where we talk about Caleb's clear eyes obsession.
Oh, hey, yeah.
We need to talk about that.
No, not today.
Not today.
Okay,
okay, so for me, personally, I'm also into a lot of this like tech and stuff. Oh. So one thing that I've been thinking of buying.
Linus Tech Tip.
Yes. It's another camera.
Why?
That I don't have use for.
Why?
I just want it. And it's your suggestion for him, which the is like Rico. a fixed one. I want to get like the low quality, like those TikTok camera. Like it's like on a paper and then a lens on it. I don't know what
really
is it called.
Wasting money.
It's digital, I know but film
about.
Vibes.
I know what you're talking
digital,
about.
Digital, but film.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's really a trend camera.
It's a trend camera.
How much is it?
It's like-
I don't know. I don't even know how to buy it.
1K something?
Yeah, bro.
5K is it? Is it a Fujifilm?
No, I don't need it.
He really don't need it. No one actually needs it. Yeah. People like to buy cars trend.
It's trend.
People, it's really like a paper.
It's a paper.
Then people put something there.
There's a USB. There's a cute USB dongle.
And they just shoot what? I don't know.
It's nice. It's digital.
Is it a judgment? Hey, not supposed to judge people here.
Correct. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Let me try and sell.
Sell it.
There's two. Yeah. One is the paper one. The other one that I want to get is like a camera. It's like a disposable camera.
Okay.
But it's digital.
Okay.
Here's the catch. You know how if you shoot a film camera, you need to send to get it developed at like dark room or whatever. You need to wait one day before you come. It's a digital camera. You connect to your phone, but you cannot see your photo until the next day.
Can I just say, I know exactly what you're talking about. So.
No, we've reached a point in society.
Really,
where
I really want to get that.
Technology has now allowed us to be stupid.
Redundant technology.
Damn. I really want to
get it. So fast. Like, hey, stop.
Yeah,
bro. Let me limit you right now.
TikTok video, right? It's quite nice. So you sync with your phone, you click up, you can load a roll.
I know what you're talking
and
about.
And then it will sync. Then in the progress bar, you just wait more hours
so
until.
I think this guy started a Kickstarter. So he made this camera, right?
With his friend.
Yeah. It only has 12 shots or something inside. Right? And you cannot see. Yes. And it's freaking digital.
Yes. It's
right?
Digital.
It doesn't make sense.
So there may somewhere it's in your.
Don't laugh. No. Wait, you're spitting a cup. I think
it's
somewhere in the camera.
Ludicrous.
Yeah.
Because this, oh my god, that's so stupid.
It's true.
But you know who
it's
am I
vibes.
To judge?
Correct.
It's who am I to judge?
In Caleb's words, if you're happy,
correct. You happy.
Correct.
It's vibes.
Happy.
And you can select the role. I don't have to buy it, bro. I just go to my phone.
You just have to wait me.
Usually digital is that one. Usually digital is that one.
So can you reformat it?
So the thing is, if I want to load a new row, I cannot. I need to finish the row that I loaded first.
Oh.
And then remove it and load another row. Yeah, it's nice.
That's crazy.
It's such a vibe.
You got so much money, you just move to BJ lah, bro. The shit, man.
It's such a vibe. It's a vibe, bro.
Okay, I mean, we said we weren't going to judge, but I feel like
a bit tough,
like if every episode we had one person to shit on ABU.
It's a nice camera. It feels like a disposable camera.
It's ass.
It's not.
Okay, buy. How much is it?
It's like this one is around,
I thought it's quite
200 pricey. Canadian.
It's 1,000 bucks.
$1,000. I got a friend coming from Canada. Oh, you better go and order.
So dumb.
Can ship here. Can ship here.
She's flying
it's
home.
So dumb.
Oh, flying home. Okay.
But okay, I mean, if it's $1,000, I don't mind spending just to test it out.
Nah, listen to your teeth. Listen to your teeth.
I mean, I think about it. Okay, I don't mind trying it out. But
if I use it for a year, or maybe 3 years.
100%.
It's like 2 ringgit per usage.
You need to shoot. Okay, think about it. You need to shoot 15 rolls to make back your money.
Yeah.
15 rolls.
Think it's worth.
Sell to who?
For yourself.
When I hear make back your money, right? Somebody paying me, you know.
No.
Okay, it's like worth already.
One roll is 70 ringgit, correct? So if you use 15 times, you make back your money. Already,
yeah.
That means it's really break even.
Yeah. So.
Girls math.
It's true.
Photographer math.
Girls math.
Congrats, you've won the shittiest buy so far. If Ming-Han
the confidence in that winning right away, you know, because I feel like I would not buy this kind of thing either.
What's yours, Ming-Han? It's okay. Great, right? Do you have any more shit?
Really?
A house or like this camera?
You are so practical and then just not practical at all, you know.
It's practical. I like to take photos.
The digital camera.
It's trash.
Okay. To save some face, I'm like you, bro. When I recently went to Thailand. I brought my setup, bro. First day, I take photo. Second day, it's in the hotel. It's locked in. I'm like, so heavy. I bought my S74. I bought the 2470. I bought ND filter somewhere, bro. Just in case.
ND filter?
Never.
ND filter.
Y'all got here this camera called iPhone. Which actually, which actually y'all use like shit.
Y'all
use so much.
Here's a funny part.
You just want to have it, right?
No, it's like, we can use iPhone to take pictures. No problem.
We can.
But just you can accept the quality.
Correct.
Right? Although we know it's good.
Yeah.
But you still can accept the quality.
So our photos, with the wipes.
It's
either damn ugly or damn nice.
Yeah.
So this one that I'm getting is damn ugly. It's nice.
Is that you go big?
Or like,
or you go
terrible,
small.
Yeah.
The photographer maths is it's not mathing, man.
So if I have that, I just carry it around. But I don't know.
With your other camera, right?
It's like people either they shoot with $100 lens.
Or $100.
Or like $100 lens.
Yeah.
Hey, have you seen recently they take the disposable camera, they cut it out, the lens.
Yes.
Put on the lens cap.
Then they just keep there. They drill the lens cap and then they screw back into the camera and use. It's quite cool.
It's quite cool.
You can do.
It's called wipes.
What I saw was they take the film, then they take a macro lens, then they take the photo off the film and then they go and
what impose.
I'll go back to what I said. Technology has come to a point where we just want to be stupid at this point.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's crazy.
It allows you to be
fun. Hey, recreational.
Correct. It's not your happy candidate. Yes.
Okay.
What about you?
So next year, I started my more practical one first. I feel like I need to sell my car off. It's at a great place to sell.
100%.
But the thing is, I don't know what car to buy.
Okay, let's draw some suggestions.
We talked a lot about this.
Tesla, okay.
I do not want to buy a Tesla.
Okay.
CRV
is a great car.
CRV is a great car.
Can consider.
Volvo, you like when you test drive it?
XC90.
Damn.
So the only Volkswagen. Problem, okay, so Volkswagen. You talk about EV, right? The only problem about that, right, is number one, there's not enough charging stations around here.
Hybrid.
I have a great idea for you. I have a really great idea
I'm
for
scared.
You. Okay?
Okay.
You take half the money you plan to spend on the car.
Okay.
You invest in a charging port in where you stay.
Okay.
You lease it to other people to rent.
So that's the thing.
Wow.
The permission to build a charging port or to have a charging port in your apartment, not all apartments like you. Apparently it's like that.
Hey, my house they got. Ken, you want to move?
All apartments allow you to install a third party charging port.
On L4, there's a Volvo that has made one. And I can show you where it is. I took a picture.
Okay.
So think about it. You make it. So you make the charging port there.
To rent to other people.
No. Okay, that's a stretch.
That's a stretch.
You always have to do the make back my money. Sometimes it's a like hybrid Volvo. You like the
I'm okay. But I also will wait to see if the EV technology develop a bit more this year.
But Rowan Atkinson said don't buy EV.
Mr. Bean said
don't buy.
Why?
So he wrote a recent article on either The Sun in UK or The Mirror. Basically, the idea was that everyone assumes that buying an EV is being more green and, you know, helping the environment. But actually, the process of making an EV is actually more detrimental than actually having a petrol-based engine.
Because everyone can build a petrol engine.
Correct.
But to build an EV engine, the precious rocks and minerals that you need is very hard to mine.
Yeah.
Basically that.
So you are doing more damage rather than actually on the long term having a petrol.
If you really think about it, we want to buy stocks in a mineral mining company.
Mad.
Yeah.
That's already what we want to buy.
Save money.
Same money, yeah. I mean, EV is not.
But it's expensive. The car itself.
So the Volvo, the Volvo is a beautiful driving experience. How much is that? 240,000.
Shit me, it's the left.
Okay, so here's the thing.
That's mad.
Okay, no,
it's
I
don't. Your lenses.
Yeah. How many times you need to drive to?
Yeah. Until you die.
Hey, but the thing is, I drive and take care of my car very well. My car really is 2018 until now. I can still sell it for 70,000 to 80,000.
That's crazy.
It's very good. The mileage is under 50K. It's great. Really, I guess I really don't
think about it. Means your new car is 8,000 cheaper.
Wow. Your math is mad. Right. No, actually.
40,000. So it means it's 8,000 cheaper.
It's
brother,
true.
Yeah. Brother, I sell the car. I don't mean I get a 70K back. You know, 70K go to the bank first, bro. It's true.
Yeah, but.
To refund the loan, then I get 10K back only, bro.
Your loan finished yet?
Haven't yet. That's why I can sell.
Okay. So what are top contenders right now? If let's say gut your nuts, right? What is the top three cars?
Okay.
You'll be like,
most practical one, I will get the new Mazdas. I'll just replace my Mazda with a new Mazda.
But okay, I'm going to shoot me if I'm wrong. Mazdas, I feel like they're not a lot. It's too little space for the amount you're paying. If you pay the same price for Honda, oh my goodness, space.
That's true.
You want to be in Hong Kong.
That's true. But I'm very spoiled by the Mazda service.
Yeah, Honda is great.
It's way better.
Yeah, I think you'll visit Mazda service and then one day.
So first one is CX.
Yeah, but then you are putting all your purchase power on one day or in every 6 months to see a service center. Does that make sense?
Think about
So the thing is, I judge a car.
You're putting your whole purchasing power of
25,000. The thing is, the service for the first 5 years for a car, I weighed very heavily whether I want to buy the car or not. Because Mazda has recalled units, has fixed major parts, right? All for free. I have not spent a single cent in 5 years, right? To make sure my car is in tip-top condition.
Honda also.
But I mean, I don't know about Honda.
CX-5 or some shit. Second one.
So the second one is a practical choice. It's just a Honda Toyota.
That's right.
Easy, right?
Toyota still okay. Honda still okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. So that's it. Third one.
Lux.
Audi.
Whoa.
That has been a dream car. One of my dream cars. Okay. Because the new lines, the new hybrids that are coming out are freaking sick.
So what, sedan?
Are you looking at the sedans or the four wheels?
The CRV, the big ones.
Porsche.
The SUVs.
Is that Audi SUV? But I haven't checked the prices. I just saw one day, I was walking past.
If Volvo's 240, Audi is 300.
No, it's also 240. It's 240 range. They're all capping it around there now. So the problem is, I don't like to spend money on cars. I really don't. Right? Which will lead me to my last purchase.
Okay.
So the first one is a practical one.
Okay.
Second one, I want new kitchen utensils. So I started the process already.
All over.
Yeah. No. guys, I spoil myself like when it comes to my kitchen stuff. Okay. Like I buy very expensive olive oil, for example. It's good for. I buy very expensive salt or like soya sauce because it enriches my life. Salt. Celtic, bro.
Damn!
Himalayan for noobs.
Oh shit!
Himalayan it's pink color, bro. Noobs!
Take it easy for everyone else who's using sea salt.
I'm sorry.
Green color cap can cost
Let me sell this to you guys, okay? Things you don't think about.
100% kids will start buying a fridge.
Okay? Soya sauce, right?
Yeah.
Everyone just buy normal soya sauce.
Are you buying the aged Japanese one?
Yeah. I have two types of soya sauce, three types of soya sauce in my house. First one is the chap bulan one. Everyone knows, right? The light soya sauce.
Yeah.
Everyone knows.
Lame.
Light blue color.
I mean, I won't say lame because, you know, majority of our country uses that to eat and enjoy stuff. But let me elevate your experience.
Damn.
Don't buy anything else unless you want to buy, Kikkoman.
Oh, Kikkoman.
You see, you know.
That's good.
You know what that shit, right?
It comes in a bottle.
It comes in a bottle.
Guys.
No. Glass bottle.
This. Glass, regular bottle.
For not the big ass one, but it's for dining experience. Kikkoman is your first step into this. It will elevate your half-boiled eggs experience.
Oh, I've had Kikkoman.
It's a distinguishable bottle.
Okay. Yes.
But it will elevate your experience.
But the one up.
My last one.
Yes. Now I need to.
Aged soya sauce.
Damn.
I can't even pronounce the damn name of the Japanese brand, okay?
Wait, where can you get that?
You have to fly to Japan, please.
That's mad.
I just want to say, Kikkoman is about...
What's happening?
20, 30 ringgit.
Oh, you might want to sit down for this. Okay.
The aged soya sauce is anywhere from 80 ringgit to 160.
You and eat with what? Egg?
Egg.
How many ml?
But it's very small. Damn. It's very small.
Shit.
But the taste is one drop. It will change your whole bowl of eggs. But yeah, these are the things I feel like I will spoil myself on.
No, but it's not like a specific thing, right? Do you have a specific thing?
Yes, I actually want a new set of knives. Full blend Japanese knife set.
Me, I'm going to go to Japan already.
Yeah, yeah. So Japanese knife set.
Okay.
Japanese frying pan, pots, everything set. Because I tried some of the ceramic Japanese.
Hey, shut up. Cosmic Cookware, sort this out.
We have already. Cosmic Cookware is fine. But yeah. I want my sing, you know, that.
Why are you cutting at home?
Huh?
Why are you cutting at home and deboning at home?
Hey, I got a lot of steak.
You just feel more Japanese steak when you do that.
You're man.
Yeah, yeah. No. Honestly, It makes a very big deal.
No, guys.
Well,
your money is different.
We are moving out. We are moving out of the non-stick era. So yeah, we are learning that the machine has taught us non-stick shit poisons our body,
wrecks our
ass. So we want to go back to the stainless steel world, the ceramics world,
damn,
the aluminium pans world, the stuff that you cook your food right. It make you healthier, you know. That's where I want to be.
Wow. You want to get?
Yeah.
The huge, you know, the Chinese wok, the one,
the big one. What the actual hell, bro? What are we talking about?
Your house use electric or fire? The fire. I want to actually get the wok one. Because the wok is nice to cook one.
But do you know how big fire you need to use that wok?
You need effing a lot, bro. You need because, like one night, you need to change gas.
Correct. Because we all use the wok. I know your stove. I see your stove.
You
right?
want the wok hay, right?
The wok hay.
So I bought one that need the wok hay. Our stove cannot, bro. You know how long I stand in front of my stove that night? Yeah. 5 hours, bro. Cannot. We need the fire, right? When you on it, it sounds like Supra, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
the fire on
actually shout out if both of your partners are listening to this, both your wives, the one thing that they both want to get is actually a grill.
I want to get barbecue.
Caleb's been wanting to get a wood.
We're waiting
grill
for Mingyu to move into his new house. So Mingyu got a roof, the patio. That you can store the grill there.
You guys are mad.
You know the one where you can go with the wheel, they can put the wood, apple wood inside.
Okay, he's mad.
He's mad.
Because that the grill costs few thousands more.
He's down.
Yeah, I'm down.
Down? What down?
But your grill tastes better.
How many times are you going to use it?
He said every week he will do.
No way.
When you got it, you will do it.
No.
Think about it. You chop some wood, you put inside, then you burn it, then you cook.
Where are you going to get the wood? Who's going to chop it?
He will buy it.
Just want to say. There's apple wood being sold in a second.
If you're listening to this and cannot understand, right, this is what it's like when you have money.
No. It's when you have dreams.
No.
Dreams are meant to be made. Dreams are meant to be realized, you know?
Okay. I'm not going to the grill yet. I just want a great new set of knives and a pen.
Okay,
now we go to my ridiculous
because
the kitchen thing is already a work in progress.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm already rolling it out.
You know, we're just trying to go through what I can cook better and whatnot. Okay, my ridiculous plan for next year is I want to go into flipping vintage cars. That's my ridiculous plan for next year.
Damn.
Right?
Wow. That's a combination.
Yeah, no, because it goes against my principle of I hate buying cars. I really hate buying cars. But I stumbled upon the vintage market where the car price cannot go lower, only can go up. This kind of thing I like to hear. You know, I like to hear. Yeah, this kind of thing I like to hear. The price cannot go down already, but can go up. So I feel that if anything, I want to start a small project car and then get the parts. Because here's the funny part, right? If you get an old car, let's say you buy for like 40,000, right? It's very cheap because the owner don't know what to do shit already.
Again. All right? Depending who you're talking to.
40,000. So the thing is, 40,000 is my V. Correct or not?
No, anymore. Yeah. 50.
See, even my vintage car now even cheaper, right?
Yeah, sure.
Then you get the parts by yourself, only cost 20,000. Ah, now it's a my V price, correct?
Damn,
yes.
But if you assemble it on your own and you sell to people, the 60,000, right, you can sell at 90,000.
Are you going to...
I know all the people who can do this already.
Damn.
It's just that.
I know what guy.
Do I want to take the
leap? Money down for
Do I want to take the leap and do it?
I don't know about you, but I think you should.
Stop it. You shut up and you do
it. What is the name?
You're crazy.
I've been thinking about it. It's in your heart already.
Yeah.
Let your heart speak for itself.
Let my heart speak for itself.
That's mad.
Okay. That is the ridiculous one. That is the ridiculous one.
Okay. I have no suggestions for that because that's outside
our realm.
It's not one thing. It's a process.
It's all their process.
Based on my experience of owning 3 cars in the span of under 3 years.
That's mad.
I think 2 lah.
That's mad.
2 years?
2 years.
That's mad.
It's tiring, man.
I know.
Yeah.
But I like working on projects.
Yeah, he does. He's
like,
good. Yeah.
I like building stuff.
Good. Well, the best thing you should do is you try to drive out to Genting and see your car fail.
Technically, you just want to go Genting.
Yeah.
So don't worry about the car. We'll go Genting first.
Oh, you're right. Okay. There's always a pre, during and post, right?
Yeah.
Why is your sleeve coming out, sir?
Sorry.
Damn, okay, right, okay,
let's
okay.
The wrap up on this.
Okay, okay. So what are we looking forward to and not looking forward to in 2024?
Getting married.
Stop it. Which one?
Wait, you looking forward to or not looking forward to?
Looking forward to. Forward to.
Okay, okay, okay. Looking forward to. What are you guys looking forward to in 2024?
Seeing where my money going to go to.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Which one I want to. Businessman.
What?
Yeah. And also.
What is that?
Looking forward to where my money is going to go
basically,
to.
Basically, you know what he's saying? What am I looking forward to 2024? Ooh, I like spending money, bro.
Yeah.
I just want to see where I want to spend my money only this year.
That's crazy.
Also, next year, I'm going to three countries.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where?
I'm going to Bali. I'm going Korea again.
Yeah.
And I'm going to Australia.
I just want to say, Bali is not the country. Yeah? Indonesia.
Sorry. I'm going to Indonesia.
Okay.
Bali and Australia.
Bali is in Indonesia.
Sorry.
Korea.
Australia.
Korea. Indonesia. Australia.
Yes.
Right. Why is it for what?
Okay. So, because I have a girl balance incident. So, my Korea last year trip was cut short.
Right, all right. Because you're suffering.
Okay. I have 10 days there, but 5 days suffering. I need to revenge my holiday back.
Revenge holiday.
Yeah. Revenge holiday. Guys, I just want to say to you all, you know, last time when we had tabletop, we tried to be, you know, relatable to people.
Yeah.
I think now today's episode, we've really established the fact that this is, you know, like when 2 Chainz try shit and you like, I'll never be able to do that. We're in that realm, buddy, guys.
I think when you guys 2024, you care less, you live life more.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I come to the point where, right, you know what? You make money, you work hard for it.
This is adult money.
Yeah.
The money you have in your bank, if you didn't spend, is actually not yours.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. Only when you spend, then it's yours.
Yeah.
If not, it's just there.
Correct.
Guys, I just want to say this is not financial advice. Nothing in this podcast is financial advice. This podcast is under comedy and entertainment.
Yes, comedy.
I want everyone to know this.
We need to put the disclaimer.
All the episodes. But again, if you have money, just spend.
Okay.
Okay, stop.
Thank you.
Save.
Is that what you're
looking
for?
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. For me, I'm looking forward at next 2023 for me was dipping my toes in stand-up, doing a lot of shows, getting the grind in, you know, in and out. 2024 is me ramping the shit out of this. I've never done something that I'm so confident and sure about. And 2024 for me, it's not going to be the big year, but it's going to be a big year.
Netflix. Yeah.
It's going to be the start of the big years.
It's in the plans. I want to shoot.
Don't say it.
I want to shoot a lot of videos all over outside of Malaysia as well. And hopefully see what I can come up together with and then decide for myself. Okay, you know, do I want to do an hour now?
Indonesia, Australia, Korea?
So Singapore has been locked. I'm going to Australia next year. We're going to Japan for a family trip. And every city I go to, hopefully going to try to see if I can do a set
open mic.
Yeah, in some places. Yeah. So that's in the works.
Oh,
24 for me is
looking
this
forward.
This is it.
Looking forward. Hey.
For me, it's getting married.
Damn.
Definitely. So working towards that. First time.
Anything scared? No?
Scared.
Scared.
Money.
Yeah.
Money is a big thing.
Better talk about better killer. He got
this guy.
He's conquered their fear.
This guy has crazy. This guy's got good loans.
He conquered the fear.
If you want to borrow some money,
I need to speak to you.
He glazed his nipples gold already at this point.
Ah, sorry, what?
Because got money. You know, people got money, right? They take out their teeth and then put gold.
Minghan and Caleb are our best financiers.
No. I just want to say. We haven't shared this story before. Before we made the money, we are losing money like shit.
Yeah.
I just want you guys to all know, okay? Make it big, lose it big.
Correct.
You know?
Don't big or go home.
Don't trade Hong Kong 30. I just
don't
want to
get us started about Genting.
Don't get us started about Genting, guys. We just want to say, okay?
So it's going to be big year.
Yeah,
it's not just the finance. It's life.
It's life in general. Yeah. Going to the next level.
Are you excited?
Are you more excited or scared?
A little bit of both, I think.
It's a good balance.
Right now, I think at this stage, beginning of the year, we're just trying to sort of lock down all the wedding stuff, getting that settled. Nice. Also the house.
How old are you again next year? Yeah, 2024, sorry.
I'm 27.
Shit, young age. Whoa. Young.
No,
on old. Point,
Yeah.
On point, that's marriage age.
Really?
The marriage age. Late 20s.
I'm past my primary,
guys.
Still can.
As narrated by society.
As narrated by society.
You're right. F society.
Yeah.
Where?
Most important is society between us. We are the society.
That's okay. Core relationship, bro. It's not society. Society is
that's crazy.
Huge group of people. All right. You know?
And then
I think another thing that I'm interested in also that I've been telling myself is that this year I want to like do something that I really like.
Like buy cameras.
Start to spend on things that I like.
They enrich you.
Don't care about people so much.
Yeah, not just enrich, but like
just buy the same.
Sometimes I think a lot before I buy stuff or like before I do things.
It shows. So it shows when you think a lot and it shows when you don't think.
Yeah, so I just really want... Shows. And no, the camera, I thought about it. I'm still thinking. Yeah. So like want to, you know, experiences especially.
Nice.
Just to go and experience stuff. Travel. I've never traveled alone or like just go and explore places.
Last chance, bro.
You got to do that before you
Yeah, just do it. Just
that's one of the plans. I want to go and travel alone. Nice. Taiwan, maybe.
Hey, I'll go with you.
Where you want to go?
Taiwan.
Don't travel to Taiwan. Does that defeat the purpose of going alone?
Yeah. Why you want to travel alone to Taiwan? Go to like Egypt or something.
Yeah, ride the camels
and
stuff.
The Silk Road, you know, like yeah.
Wow.
When people tell me travel alone, right, it's like not Taiwan, it's like
Amazon rainforest.
Mongolia.
But again, that's what the books tell you. That's what the movies tell you.
I want to go to Taiwan.
No judgment.
Yeah, let's go to Taiwan.
Taiwan.
No, a solo trip.
Yeah, but like
we go together, but we
okay.
Met.
Stay next door.
But don't
hang up.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Honestly, more looking forward to stuff than dreading anything next year.
Wow.
I feel that 2023 was a lot of fear. Sorry. A lot of like, don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Don't know what's happening.
Wow.
We took the most risk in 2023 in terms of content and making stuff. And it's paid off.
Yeah.
Like I think our whole team, if you guys are part of the, you know, the fam, the content family.
The universe.
I think we've made some stuff that is crazy. I'm excited for Mingyu's live comedy era.
Shut up.
Because I think there's a foundation to be built that no one has built yet.
Damn.
If you guys are part of the minorities tour, you should have been.
Wow. KL was amazing.
At this point.
KL met.
Wow.
It was crazy that night. So, I still remember.
Damn. Sometimes I wake up and I'm just like, whoa. KL.
KL's met.
KL.
Like honestly, I think there's.
I wish we could go into detail.
You're mad. Because it hasn't happened yet. So this recording. I just want to say, but we are hoping that it happens that way.
Chaos in a few days time, alright?
Yeah.
Yeah. At this point, recording. You know, I just want to say. You know, I don't know when you guys are listening to this. I think 2023. I don't know how it was for you guys, but 2024 is a whole new year to look out for. A whole new year to look toward.
Damn.
Look forward to. And I hope you guys enjoy the show with us now. This is going to be the starting of many panels to come or many sit-downs to come. We got a lot of exciting things lined up for real this time because we always say that. I don't want to say like everyone else say. So you know what? I won't say it. Yeah. So just stay tuned and see what happens. Who knows? No promises. You know, live life on the edge.
Before we go, we want to let you guys know that we're going to be at the KL Pod Fest that's happening
this
February.
Yeah.
Bunch of friends going to be there. We got the Sneaker La crew.
All right, lah.
It's going to be, Mama Session's going to be there. Mr. KJ himself.
Yep.
Right?
We are going to be there.
We're going to be there.
Balls Deep's going to be there.
Balls Deep's going to be
there. Studio Sembang is going to be there.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be
I really want to watch.
In the words that I would use is, it's going to be a festival.
It is a festival.
Yeah, it's going to be festive.
It's going to be festive.
Very, very festive.
Festive and chill.
And speaking of the festival, I've got the prices right here.
Okay.
So if you guys are interested to
got entry tickets,
come and say hi. So there are three types of passes. One is a day pass, it's 30 ringgit. Weekend pass is 50 ringgit. And there's a special fan pass for 60 ringgit.
Yeah. Come hang out, guys. We're going to do a live recording.
It's super cheap. It's a podcast festival. So what that means is there will be different podcasts going on. You're just go back and forth.
Just go and see.
Attend all the shows you can. Yeah. Wow. And that's that.
Come and catch us live.
That's it. That's the first episode of You Might Want to Sit Down for This.
I love it.
Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We're back, bitch.
We'll see you guys in the next episode, guys.
Peace out.
Peace.
Peace out.
A-Town.